Dear brothers and sisters in Christ, today we once again make our spiritual journey back to the upper room in order to vividly remember the day of our own ordination when our mission was born, when we were filled with the Holy Spirit. And that is why today we come back to thank God for the calling that He bequeathed on each and every one of us to His holy priesthood, for taking a risk to entrust us with His church, unworthy as we may be. And that is the more reason we want to thank God and once again to commit ourselves and to ask Him for His abundant blessings on each and every one of us, and especially on our ministry. For without Him, we can do nothing. But with Him, we can do all things. Bachibusamli Kristu, mumushikubu walelo, tuatola ulwendo lwakubweke lamo, ukuya kumuputule wapa mulu, ulwendo lwachisumino. Nipakuti, tuivu kishe, uliobu shiku, tuapo kelebu ushima pepo. Uliobu shiku, umulimo wesu waku tumikalesa mkulu, nabantu bakwe watendeke. Elesa mkulu mwine, atufumfu mwine, umo wakwe. Nakabiri, tulefu haya tutashelesa mkulu watuita, nokutumika mwibu mbali yakwe ili akumutumika, nokuchila pofye ukutukwatila uluse, nokutufumba uyumulimo ukalamba nangula. Tatuwa abantu abanga moneka abalinga ukubomba uyumulimo. Eicho, tulefu atutashelesa mukulu palichi chabupe. Tulefu haya tumubwese shomuchinshu wakwe nokumulomba po ukuchila kwati umwine akonka nyepo ukulatupala nokulapala imilimo yakwe ya bukombe atufumba. Pantu kwabula ena tapani nangu chimo eche tuinga chita. Lelo, nga twaominkana na lesa mukulu mu bukombi obu, twafikisha ifintu ifingi mu bwomi bwesu. My dear brothers in the priestly ministry, our ministry can be so busy and so demanding that we are pulled in so many different directions, and as a result, we face so many different expectations. As a result, my dear brothers and sisters in Christ, and my dear brothers in the priestly ministry, we are tempted to relegate prayer as superfluous or purely as secondary to our own ministry, at the expense of the deemed important and pressing needs. However, prayer is critical for all that we do as priests, especially in the preaching of the word, in the celebrating of sacraments. It is easy, my dear brothers and sisters in Christ, my dear brothers in the priestly ministry, to be entangled in a vicious circle of negativity, which is marked with sin, marked with doubt, marked with anxiety, and marked with apprehension. We said yes to the Lord, yet in the heart of our own hearts, there can be a loitering no, that inner resistance to the word, the word that we preach, And that inner struggle to the sacraments that we celebrate, it is a resentment that builds within each and every one of us when we feel that demands are never ending and appreciation is scarce to come by. Prayer of a pure conscience can break the grip of negativity in our own hearts. In prayer, we surrender to the cross that loitering no, and instead we embrace Jesus' loving yes, the way of his Father. For the yes of Jesus that we pass on in the word we preach, in the sacraments we celebrate, is only a reality if it has also become completely ours. My dear brothers in the priestly ministry, the yes of Jesus is complete. Now, gospel passage this morning, when Jesus himself proclaims as his own word, when he takes the prophecy of Isaiah, his own, as he says, "The Spirit of the Lord is upon me, because he has anointed me to bring the good news to the poor. He has sent me to proclaim liberty to captives, recovery of sight to the blind, to let the oppressed go free, to proclaim a year acceptable to the Lord." My dear brothers in the priestly ministry, before we assume these words as our own and have the liberty to proclaim them to others, these words ought to find a fertile ground in our own hearts. Before we are able to proclaim the good news to the poor, let us first ask Jesus to make us lovers of the poor and the vulnerable, the sick and the homeless, and indeed, priests who are poor in spirit and simple in our needs. Before we proclaim liberty to captives, to the captives of hurt, to the captives of economic injustice, to the captives of violence, to the captives of addictions, let us ask the Lord to liberate each and every one of us first and foremost from whatever that holds us captive, whatever it is that habitually clouds our conscience and restrains our truthful witness to him, be it our own emotional and psychological wounds, our deep-seated anger, our jealousy, our hatred, and our vengeful spirit. Before, my dear brothers and sisters in Christ, and especially my brothers in the priestly ministry, before we proclaim sight to the blind, let us ask the Lord to open the eyes of our hearts so that we may begin to see ourselves as God sees us, and as well as others see each and every one of us, so as to remove the blind spots which all of us have, that egoism, that self-centeredness, that propensity for power, kanonganibo. Those complexes, be it superiority and inferiority complex. Before we are able to declare a year of favor from the Lord, a renewed time of mercy and compassion in the life of the church, let us first, my dear brothers, receive the mercy of which we are the stewards, by frequenting the sacrament of reconciliation. attending sound spiritual direction, and to continuously ask the Lord to grant us a humble and contrite heart. It is by appropriating the word of God, by appropriating the word of Christ as our own, it will then bear fruit in each and every one of us. And then we'll have the courage to go out and share with others. Bachibusa muri Kristo. Mubonse nde mulomba kuti mule tulombelako ifo bonse nokuchilapo fye fwe bapatiri patule efikisha ubukombeleso mwine atufumba. In this celebration, my dear brothers, my dear sisters, may I now extend my gratitude especially to the laity and the religious, not only for your presence at this Eucharist, but for living your vocations, especially to marriage and family life, and your committed service to the Church. Thank you for all the material support and the prayers which you so generously extend to each and every one of us on a daily basis. With you, we form a partnership of prayer, partnership to the common task of spreading the gospel, winning back the lapsed, and reaching out to the saints. With you, my dear brothers and sisters in Christ, we form a partnership of faith, a partnership of worship, a partnership of saints. Together, we are on the mission. It is my humble request to each and every one of you to continue praying for us, your priests. And please be assured of our own daily intercessions for you, your loved ones, and your needs. Amen.